At CF Emily and Jess for breakfast, it's John Mayer, Your Body is a Wonderland. We're live online and on the app. You can download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play.
Off air, we've been reminiscing about Roller World. How much fun we used to have there, both growing up in Launceston back in the day. Rollerblading or skating was a whole lot of fun, wasn't it?
I think here on the coast we may have had Roller City in Devonport. That's at the showgrounds at the top end there. And my memories of skating as a kid is I had cousins that lived in Archer Street, and they had those blue and orange ones that strapped over your shoes. And the footpath back then was the really horrible gravel.
Yeah.
So that's my memory of roller skating as a kid. Then graduating to the inline skates at Roller World. Never any good. Never any good.
No, I was always absolutely rubbish.
But we're being urged to take up the habit again, in particular roller skates instead of roller blades.
It's all about roller skating. There's a roller skate come and try day for grown-ups. Well, we say grown-ups, 16 plus, so not necessarily for little ones. And this is happening at the East Devonport Recreation Centre at the end of the month.
Di is the chairperson of the Van Diemen Rollers and joined us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your memories of skating on the coast?
When I was much, much younger, I got my first pair of roller skates. I remember skating at the bottom of our court, which had been nicely ash-felted.
Oh, lovely.
That was awesome. You. And then, heading down to Nicholls Street to down there and having the roller discos and those sorts of things.
How
amazing.
Fun.
So are you trying to keep the dream alive or reliving child? What's the deal here with the Van Diemen Rollers?
We're just trying to get some new people to come along. So over COVID, skating sort of had a bit of a revival. It's a form of exercise without people having to think they're exercising.
Yeah.
We're all looking for that.
That's the best kind, isn't it?
You learn, So we just want people to come along, have a go, see what they think. Our sport is a growing sport in the country, and we're always looking for new people to come along and help out. So we just want people to come have a go.
So fitness, fun, the social aspect.
Yeah.
Where can it take you? Can it take you to competitions around the country?
Yeah. So the number two team in the world at the moment is actually from Victoria, Victoria Roller Derby League, who compete internationally. Unfortunately, last year, World Champs got cancelled.
Yeah.
Locally, our team competes around the state and we go to interstate as well. Last year was supposed to be the Great Southern Slam, which is the biggest tournament in the Southern Hemisphere, which is teams from all across Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah.
Obviously, they got cancelled. there's tournaments in Queensland, Victoria, which we try to get to at least two interstate tournaments a year when they're happening. So this year's still a bit of an unknown. We're definitely going to have competition within the state.
Cool.
Awesome. Right.
Probably a good time just to hone your skills or learn those skills from scratch, I guess, and work on the basics. What are the basics when it comes to roller skating? I remember I used to roller blade and then going to skates. I just felt like I was going to fall forward all the time and probably did multiple times.
No.
So some of the basics is one of the first things we teach people is how to fall.
Yeah.
Fall safely. because it's one of the things.
I'm a champion of that.
As you're learning, that's one of the things you'll do quite often is falling forwards. So the basic moving forwards, how to stop, how to fall, moving backwards, that's just the basic sort of things that you're going. And as your skills develop, then we go on to being able to roll and hit people as part of the sport. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do that sort of thing, that's fine. But there's so many skills involved in roller derby.
Well, the Van Diemen Rollers Roller Skating Come and Try Day is a free event. It's coming up on the 28th of February. Where?
It's at the East Devonport Recreation Centre in Caroline Street. So at the moment, the COVID testing centre is still over there.
Mm.
So you will have to park on the road, but we'll have it signed so you can come in.
Do people need to pre-register to come along?
So we've got an event on Facebook that you can register your interest. And once we get a link to go to the insurance paperwork, we'll post that up as well.
Perfect.
So you'll be covered for the day.
There's already nearly 60 people interested.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Ooh, there we go.
Cool.
So I guess the first thing is to like Van Diemen Rollers on Facebook.
Yep.
All the info is there and go along and support the day on the 28th. Even if you just want to sit and spectate.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just come have a look and see what's going on, see what we do. And if you're interested in doing it.
Fabulous.
Lovely. Di, chairperson for Van Diemen Rollers, thank you for coming in this morning. And hopefully it's a great success on the day.
Thanks so much, guys.
News is next. If you are on the roads of the coast and you've seen something worth a mention on the radio, do phone it in hands-free and safe, 1300 655 922.
And after 8 o'clock, we're going to meet the next couple in our micro wedding giveaway. Looking forward to this one.